We're going to go into a work session and vote on House Bill 2101, 2102, and 2458 in that order. And then we'll hold a public hearing and work session on 2119. So let's do a brief summary, Chris, if you can, on these, and then we'll get going. So I'll open up a work session on 2101, House Bill 2101.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 2101 comes from DOR, and it simply aligns DOR auditing procedures for partnerships and partner audit returns. It conforms with federal process for partnerships.
Right. Questions of our legislative revenue officer? None?
Chair Haas, I move House Bill 2101A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Taylor moves House Bill 2101A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? And clerk will call the roll.
Senator Boquist?
Absent.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Babs?
Absent.
Chair Haas?
Haas votes aye. House Bill 2101 moves to the floor of the Oregon State Senate. Senator Taylor, would you carry this bill, please?
Yes, sir.
I'll close work session and open up work session on House Bill 2102. Chris.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 2102 allows the Department of Revenue to disclose certain taxpayer information to combat identity theft, to share that information with other entities.
Questions? All right, Senator Taylor.
Senator Haas, I move House Bill 2102 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Taylor moves House Bill 2102 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Senator Boquist?
Absent.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Babs?
Absent.
Chair Haas?
Haas votes aye. House Bill 2102 moves to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. I will carry that bill. And I'll close the work session on 2102 and open up a work session on House Bill 2458.
This bill provides a property tax exemption for property that is owned by a cooperative when they provide heat, providing steam or hot water via combustion of biomass.
Thank you. Questions of staff? Senator Taylor.
Chair Haas, I move House Bill 2458 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Taylor moves House Bill 2458 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Boquist?
Absent.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Babs?
Absent.
Chair Haas?
Haas votes aye. House Bill 2458 moves to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Senator Riley, do you mind carrying this bill?
I'll carry it, sure.
All right. I'm going to close work session on that. Thank you. And we will open up a public hearing and work session on House Bill 2119A. Okay.
Chair Haas, members of the committee, House Bill 2119A disconnects Oregon from the federal process for creating the withholding tax tables. It provides the Department of Revenue additional flexibility in administering the withholding tax system in Oregon. It applies to tax years 2020 and later and takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment. Signee die. Deanna Mack from the Department of Revenue is signed up to testify.
Okay, we'll get a background. This is from, come on up, Deanna Mack.
And everybody else who happens to be in the room.
I assume this was the federal withholding tables. Is this part of the Job Tax Act?
It's a consequence. So, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Deanna Mack, Department of Revenue. And as you're aware, the personal income tax system for both federal and state government has what you call pay-as-you-go systems. That means that self-employed people pay estimated taxes quarterly, and employees pay their tax periodically through withholding from their paychecks. So this policy is what you guys call a collection of tax at the source of payment. Withholding is accomplished with a partnership through employers, employees, and various taxing authorities. The taxing authority creates a formula that employers apply to employee wages based on information provided by the employee. The employer then withholds an amount equal to what the employee instructed them to withhold using the formulas that we develop, or the federal government or other states, and then the employer remits that amount to the department periodically. The formula that we currently use to determine withholding is based on a person's marital status, the number of allowances claimed, the standard deduction, the federal tax withheld, and the payment frequency. Allowances represent a calculation that helps fine-tune a person's individual tax situation and reflects things like itemized deductions, tax credits, or other sources of income, like a second job, that kind of thing, that may be specific to that person. A person figures out their allowances using a worksheet called the Form W-4. You guys all do that, I'm sure. The IRS has had this system in place since 1943. Oregon's has been in place since 1947. And for years, we've been able to rely on the federal Form W-4 to help determine the number of allowances for Oregon purposes. That has worked well up until December of 2017 with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and the major changes to most taxpayers that was contained in that new law. Excuse me. Based on the TCJA, the IRS updated their withholding formulas in February of 2018. The IRS anticipated that people would owe less federal tax, so they changed the value of the withholding allowances for federal purposes. Because Oregon has historically tied to those same allowances for Oregon purposes, that meant that some Oregon taxpayers may have too little withheld from their pay. So we updated our formulas, and for the first time, we actually created an Oregon-only W-4 to help folks adjust their withholding for Oregon purposes. The IRS also has proposed a change because of the complexity of the new system that for tax year 2019 that would have essentially been a new tax return in order to calculate their withholding, and that had significant pushback from industry, from practitioners, and so they pulled back and have said that they won't give any further guidance until tax year 2020, which is quite a ways out. So we don't know what those changes will be or how they're going to impact Oregonians. So because many other states also don't tie to the federal calculation, that is what this bill would do, is separate us from that federal calculation. So the engrossed version of the bill, we had testified in front of this body in September of 2018, and then I think Chris did again in December of 2018. And as a result, the House Revenue Committee submitted this bill on basically to address this issue. But it was a real narrow original introduced version. And we worked with LC and LRO to come up with amendments to really fix what we need. And so what this bill does really is it disconnects from the federal calculation method. It still ties employers to the same filing due dates, the quarterly, the monthly, whatever it is that they're currently doing under federal law. None of that will change under this bill. It's just the way we can calculate. So we'll be able to more correctly or more accurately calculate the amount of tax that's due on the Oregon wages going forward. We won't be bound to do what the federal government does, but for the processes related to how employers interact with us. So it's uniform. So with that, we think this is a good bill and it should pass. I don't get to say that very often. So do you have any questions?
When will the W-4 Oregon form be available to taxpayers?
Senator Haas, the Oregon W-4 is already available for taxpayers. We published that middle of last year, I think, to get people to start changing their withholding. But the problem is that not enough people really did that in time to make a difference for tax year 2018. So you may have heard a lot of people complaining about owing a lot this year or getting smaller refunds. And we think a lot of that is due to the changes to the withholding table.
So which begs the question, if you've already done that, why are we passing a law here? Is that for the disconnect?
Senator Haas, that's a good question. What we want to be able to do is not have to go through that entire option of calculating what the federal would be and then figuring out how it applies to Oregon. Some states just say, take a percentage of your wages, 7%. I think Arizona, maybe 7%, 10%. And just that's the taxpayer gets to choose that. So this bill gives us that flexibility to decide what's best, how we can most accurately calculate the amount of withholding that should be held from pay and not rely on the federal W-4 and have to make adjustments to it. So that's kind of the goal of it, to separate in that one component.
Senator Taylor? How much of a problem, if there's, to what extent has this been a problem that you hear from Oregon taxpayers that they were overwithheld or underwithheld? I guess it was underwithheld for the federal.
Right. Senator Haas, members of the committee, anecdotally, I've heard almost everybody I know has ended up having to pay more. In my friend group, they all ended up had less of withholding taken from their check and had a bigger, either a tax to pay amount or they ended up with smaller refunds than they were anticipating. I think almost all of them had a tax to pay amount, and it wasn't just a small amount. Some of them are actually considering payment plans, which just bloats our AR, which is a collections problem. So we'd rather have them pay as they go and try and be as close and accurate as possible to the amount that they owe at the end of the year. And, you know, the statute currently requires us to be as close as is practicable to the amount of tax that's going to be owed on that money, plus or minus. And so people prefer to have taxes a refund. They don't like writing us a check. And frankly, we don't like it having to have our AR inflate either. When we have collections issues, we need to manage our AR more effectively. And this is a tool to help with that as well. So yeah, but people are complaining. That's one of the big complaints I've seen in social media, but it's all anecdotal. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't leave, because then there would be nobody left here.
I'll wait for you to vote.
Senator Haas.
Senator Taylor.
Yeah, thank you. Chair Haas, I think this is a good bill.
You ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Senator Riley.
If
okay,
I may.
Well, we're in work session.
Yes, if I may. Senator Haas, I move House Bill 2119A be moved to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Taylor moves House Bill 2119A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with the due pass recommendation. Discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Boquist?
Absent.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Vice Chair Benz?
Absent.
Chair Haas?
Aye. House Bill 2119 goes to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. I will carry this bill. Pretty quick work for an understaffed committee.
So what am I going to do for the rest of the
day? What are you going to do? I think you can go out and talk to Deanna
Senator,
about withholding tables.
Senator Haas, if I may.
Yes.
We are not understaffed. We are well-staffed.
We are well-staffed.
We have two people who did not choose to come.
Yes.
We are well staffed.
All right.
Sorry to correct.
Thank you.
For the record.
All right, committee, 3 o'clock tomorrow. Forecast next Wednesday morning in this room at 8:30.
And Friday.
And tax credit, tax expenditure committee Friday at 8:30 in this room. All right, with those announcements, we stand adjourned.